Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's not CupsWire.com, it's HoopsWire.com. Hello.
Sammy?
Gentlemen, it's not frisbeegolf.com, although that may be coming next.
Oh, yeah, it's disc golf, isn't
yeah,
who,
did you call it frisbee golf?
Well, I don't know. It's the Frisbee Either Pie way. Company. Am I allowed to give a plug?
I'll help you cover for all, Sammy.
Yes, go ahead.
Hi. Any questions, fellas, about disc golf?
Yeah, so here we go. Cavs are in the playoffs. It's not a surprise. Brooklyn, New York, Miami. Who do you want to play in the first round? Who do you not want to play?
In order, if I'm the Cavs, I would say you don't want to play the Heat, even though that throttled the other night by the Nets at home. I still think you Heat, followed by you don't want to play the Knicks, followed by you probably prefer to play the Nets, and that's probably the team that's going to be out of the running and that the Cavs won't play. So it looks to me like it's going to be a Cavs-Knicks matchup, which would be, you know, not a terrible scenario for the Cavs. I just don't think you want to play the Miami Heat in the playoffs.
How far can this team go? Sam, what do they need? Jeff and I have said before, as far as Mitchell can take them, but I think Mobley's starting to make me think as far as he can take them too, together, the two of them. But you tell me, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's right now, when you look at things, you talk about the guy who has playoff experience, the most playoff experience, and the best player on the team in Donovan Mitchell right now. You know, that's the guy that you're going to rely on, you would think, in the postseason. First taste of the playoffs, though, right? For Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, Isaac Okoro, Jared Allen's been there once. J.B. Bickerstaff's been there once as a head coach, you know, and he was an interim coach. So I think that you look at the guy who has been there before in these type of situations, because generally the playoffs historically have come down to the more experienced players and the more experienced teams. So in this case for the Cavs, that's going to be Donovan Mitchell. And, you know, he'll probably have to keep doing what he's done. In the past in Utah, guys, he's been even better in the playoffs than he has been the regular season. So, you know, that's something that should bode well for the Cavs. What your concerns, your quote-unquote concerns are the fact that the playoffs are a different game, and Donovan or Darius Garland and Evan Mobley and Okoro and several others have never been there before. So that's going to really need to lean on Mitchell the most, I would think.
Sam, I think it's interesting. I checked this out yesterday. You just said Okoro, Mobley, Garland haven't been to the full playoffs yet. Obviously, they were in the playing game. Caris LeVert and Jared Allen have oddly played in only two playoff series, and they were with the Nets together, and they went 1-8 in those series. And Ricky Rubio, oddly, has been in only two playoff series in his entire career. So the Cavs' playoff experience basically comes down to Donovan Mitchell. You know, of guys who are going to be significant contributors, it's Donovan. Is that a big deal?
In the past, yeah. I mean, again, historically, you look at the NBA playoffs, yes. You know, teams generally, the more experienced teams generally win in a seven-game series. You know, if it were one and done, it might be different. But the fact that you're, you know, it's best out of seven, that can come back to, you know, prove that, you know, the more valuable playoff experience players are going to come out on top, generally. That said, 2 years ago, I guess it was 2 years ago now, we saw the Atlanta Hawks, who were a very experienced team, get to the Eastern Conference Finals, and nobody had them predicted to do that. So, you know, sometimes there are exceptions to the rule. And the one thing you have to like about the Cavs is they've kind of been playing playoff-style basketball most of the season when you talk about their defense. So, you know, that should translate well to the postseason, the fact that they've been a very good defensive team. That said, you know, there are kind of those intangibles that come into play in the postseason, and that may be that could be something that would impact the Cavs, I would think.
So what is the value of the play-in tournament from last year as far as experience is concerned?
I think there's value in that. You played really what were the equivalent of two game sevens. You know, granted, you lost them both, but that's okay because, again, you know, young squad, didn't have Donovan Mitchell at the time, and that gave guys like Garland and Mobley and, you know, Okoro, Jared Allen got the one game, gave them that kind of taste of that, you know, really big game experience where you're playing in what really was kind of like the NCAA tournament, you know, one and done. But both games, the Cavs showed, their youth showed, I thought, last year in the play-in tournament. So, look, they hear what we're all saying, what everybody's saying nationally, too, is this is a young team, and young teams, you never know what's going to happen with them in the playoffs. They could collapse in the first round, or they could get to the Eastern Conference Finals. But I think when you talk about the Eastern Conference, well, both conferences really very wide open. You know, the NBA has a lot of parity now, which it had been seeking for some time, and you really don't know who's going to get there. So I think that is also something that the Cavs could, you know, works in their favor.
And the Eastern Conference is kind of jumbled up, but the Western Conference, there are only 3.5 games separating teams 4 through 11 in the standings right now. It's pretty messy. In the East, Sam, Milwaukee, Boston, Philadelphia right now, 1, 2, and 3. Which team do you think's the best?
Right now, it looks like Milwaukee. You know, I mean, they look like the deepest. They have a lot of experience. They have Antetokounmpo. Middleton's coming around. You know, the Drew Holiday's having an all-star season. And I wouldn't pick against them right now, that's for sure. And I would think that would be, assuming the Cavs get out of the first round, the team they least likely to want to see in the second. But as the way the bracket is today, that's who they would play in the second round. So I think Milwaukee's kind of, even though they're not games ahead of anybody right now, they're head and shoulders above everybody else. I don't know. You know, Boston's hard to predict. They're very up and down. The Cavs obviously have played them well. I almost would rather find the Cavs playing the Celtics in the playoffs than the Sixers, because they just have not fared well against Philadelphia and don't seem to match up real great against them. So right now, to me, Milwaukee is a team to beat in the Eastern Conference, but I would say that's by a whisker.
Sam, does JB have something to prove here? I mean, I already think that the season's been a success, and I will really think it's a success if they can win in the first round. What does he have to prove here?
I would say not a whole lot, Andy, just because you're right. They're exactly where they had hoped to be, you know, and where realistically they could expect to be. They just don't have the experience of those top three teams. And yeah, there are hiccups here and there, but realistically, this team is right on track and right where they were supposed to be. And when that's the case, you know, you look more towards the roster to improve really than the coaching staff. I think he's done a very admirable job. And I think that's the case across the NBA. People look at this team and say, the fact that they're fourth, you know, that's in the Eastern Conference, that counts for a lot. And that's the coach has not messed them up. And that's a big thing in the NBA. Just don't mess up your team. And he has not done that. And he's done some good things too. So I don't think he has anything to prove right now.
Evan Mobley, Sam Amico's joining us, hoopswire.com, hoopswire.com. Evan has had some games, Sam, that lately have made you think, yep, okay, there it is. Now, how can he do that on a more regular basis? How can he do that on a more regular basis? Is there anything more than just continue to play, age, and mature?
I think that's probably the most of it, you know, is just continue to get more experience, get some playoff experience, you know, where they're going to let the big guys scratch and claw and bump a little bit more, gets a little more physical. They let it go. I think that's going to be invaluable for him. to me, he's just, he's, you know, I think the, toward the end of last season and the start of this season, he had a lot of adjusting to do and seemed a little bit more timid. And I think this year when they added Mitchell with Garland and you have two dynamic guards, that kind of made it a little more difficult for him too, for his own game individually. But I think he's adjusted to that. And I look, guys, it just seems to me like, you know, the sky's the limit with him all of a sudden again. And just getting reps, you know, that's really what it sounds simple, but that's what it is. He just needs to get some more games under his belt and get more big games under his belt. And I think that eventually he could be, you know, if not your number one option, 1A next to Mitchell.
All right, we're going to have you on speed dial for the playoffs. I know that excites you.
I've always waiting for your call.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It'll work out well.
We'll let Menigan know. Sam, thanks, buddy. Yeah.
Thanks, Sammy.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot for having me, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sam Amico, HoopsWire.com, HoopsWire.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.